Well, over the past few years, we've seen a lot of ups and downs in the financial markets, and your balanced portfolio in your retirement account is likely out of balance. Let's say 5 years ago, you put your 401k or TSP into a perfectly designed balanced portfolio of 60% US stocks and 40% bonds. Well, you've done well, but mostly because of US stocks, which are up about 80% during that time. Bonds up just slightly less than 4%. If you haven't rebalanced, your 60-40 portfolio could be 75-85% or more in stocks. And today, well, you're 5 years older and taking greater risk closer to retirement. Don't let the markets decide or dictate your overall allocation. If 60-40 was right for you or whatever was right for you, go in and look to rebalance.
Well, if you are going to rebalance your portfolio, is it easy to do?
Yeah, it just takes a few minutes. The harder thing, Sean, is actually probably finding your old password. There are two ways to rebalance. Your 401k might have just a box you can check that says automatically rebalance, like quarterly, back to my original allocation. Or do the set it and forget it technique of choosing a target date fund. Just a little secret, you don't have to choose your exact retirement date for the target date fund. Just know the longer the date period, the more aggressive that initial plan is.
What else should we be looking at as we head towards the close of 2023? Are there some other things in our financial house we should get in order?
Sure. I'm a big fan of limiting tax surprises. So if you can, you actually have a pay period or two left. If you're going to owe taxes in April, you may, in fact, because you underpaid, you may owe a penalty or interest. Little secret, if you withhold it from your W-2 paycheck, which means that you may adjust it higher in December, it's a way to get money in December to the government, and you'll potentially avoid penalty and interest.